Praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we get into the message tonight. Father, we just thank you, Father God, for an opportunity to come into your house this night, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to praise and worship you in your house this night, Father God. And we praise and thank you, Father God, that we are able to come in and to hear your word taught, Father God. And Father, we just ask you, Father God, just to move and minister to each and every person through your word tonight, Father God. Meet each and every need, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you are an awesome God and that you know each and every need of each and every person here tonight, Father God, and that you, Father God, are here to meet their needs. And Father, we thank you that we just invite you into this service tonight, Father God. We just invite your presence here, Father God, and we just honor you this night, Father, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God is awesome. The title of my song, talking about singing tonight, the title of my message tonight is Singing the Lord's Song. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 137. It's a very short scripture, but it's very powerful. Psalms 137 verse 4 says, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Now the Israelites had been taken into captivity by the Egyptians, and they were in a strange land. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in a place in life that feels like a strange land. Not always an easy time, not always an easy place. You don't really feel like singing in that place, in that time that you might be finding yourself going through. But sometimes we have to press through that and sing a song to the Lord. Amen. When we're singing a song to the Lord, we're really singing it to our inward being, building ourselves up on our most holy faith, amen, praying and praising unto the Lord, and that gives us strength. Now, in Numbers chapter 21, the Israelites were wandering through the desert. Have you ever gone through a place where you felt like you were wandering through the desert? Amen. They were hot. They were tired. They were thirsty. They didn't have any water. Didn't look like there was any water in sight. You ever been to a place where it didn't look like there was an answer in sight? Didn't look like things were going to come just the way that you needed them to come. Not just wanted them to come, but needed them to come. Amen. They came, they're out there in the wilderness and they're thirsty and they can't find any water. They had come upon a stream and the stream was dry. There was no water in the stream. And then they see in the distance, they see a well. And they're like, praise God, there's a well in the middle of the desert. Amen. Glory to God for that. And so they go up to the well. They look in the well, but the well is dry. They're thirsty. They're tired. They're hot. They come to a dry well. They're thinking, is God going to allow us to die here in this wilderness? Are we going to just die of thirst right here? God told Moses, he said, gather the people together. And then God gave them a promise. God told them, water is coming through the well. Water is coming right here in this desert place. Right here where there seems to be no water anywhere. Nothing gonna happen that we need to happen. But God gave them a promise. Things are about to turn around. Amen. God is about to do something amazing. God is about to turn a situation around that looked hopeless. Amen. And he's going to bring light into that situation. Amen. And he's going to bring a miracle into that situation. God is coming on the scene. Amen. Didn't look good. Didn't look like it was going to happen. Amen. But the promise that was given didn't come automatically. He didn't say water is going to be in this well, and then magically 5 minutes later there was water in the well. It didn't happen just because God said it. Amen? There was something that the Israelites had to do. Let's read in Numbers 21 and 17 what they had to do. You know, we don't want to have to do anything, do we? But we all have to do something. Amen. Amen? Numbers 21, verse 17. Says, then Israel sang this song. Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. Sing ye unto the well. What, God? You want me to sing in this dry situation, in this difficult place I'm in? Don't you know, God, that I am not in any kind of shape to start singing a song? I don't even have enough spit to Lord, and you want me to sing a song? Testing, it's on. I still don't have a green light, but see, God came through anyway. Amen. Even with the red light, I can go. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. They had to sing a song. Spring up, O well. Spring up a well. God, there's no water in the well, and it's dry as dry can be. Sing this song. Spring up a well. Amen. And so the Israelites sang the song. Amen. They sang, spring up a well. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. Hallelujah. They sang it, and they sang it, and they sang it right in the middle of the desert. Right in the middle of a dry, thirsty, parched land, amen, when they were discouraged, when it looked hopeless, when it didn't look possible that anything could happen, right there in that situation, amen, but they sang the song, spring up a well. They were singing what God had promised. God said there would be water. That water would spring up out of that well. That's all they had, was that word from God, that promise from God. Amen. And so they sang the song, spring up a well. Amen. They sang the promise that God had given them. Glory to God. They were singing the Lord's song. We want to sing our circumstance song. And we want to sing song it. Have you ever heard of that before? And we want to sing song it over and over and over and over. God said, sing to the promise. Sing to the well. Sing to the water. Sing it. Amen. Prophesy it. Amen. Right in the middle of the situation, they began to sing it. They didn't wait until they saw the water spring up. Amen. They didn't wait until they saw something. Hallelujah. They sang before they saw the well spring up. They sang before they saw any water. They were declaring. They were declaring, amen. They were declaring the well is going to spring up. There's going to be water just spring up out of that well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said it. God said it. Amen. And the Israelite says, yes, God. I believe it, God. Yes, I'll sing it, God. I'll sing your promise. I'll sing what you said is going to happen, God. Amen. Even when I don't feel like it. Amen. Even when I'm so dry and parched, I don't have that spit. Amen. Glory. God knows. We think God don't know. We think he don't see. One up here. Praise God. Now we're going to get some a battery, I think. Hold on. Hold on. We're singing Spring Up. Spring Up microphone. Satan don't want somebody to hear this message tonight. Amen. Somebody's going to get a revelation tonight. Like Patty said tonight, revelation's going to come into your spirit. Amen. And something's going to spring up on the inside of you. And you're going to say, this is the way it's going to be. This is what God said. This is what God promised. And this is what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. They were declaring spring up. They were declaring God's word. They were declaring the promise of God. You might be going through a desert place tonight. You might be going through a dry place tonight. You might be going through a hard place tonight. It might be a difficult situation. It might look impossible tonight. You might even be in that place of discouragement, like the Israelites were in. You might be in that strange land tonight. You might be in that place that you think God is not even here. But God, amen, is right there in the middle of your situation. Hallelujah. By faith. Everybody say, by faith. By faith. Start singing the Lord's song. It might be a little pitiful noise coming out. It might sound really pitiful. But before it's over, it's going to sound glorious. It's going to sound strong. It's going to have an anointing under it, amen? It's going to have some power, amen, when you start singing the promises of God. Hallelujah. By faith, hallelujah, singing the Lord's song in a dry place, in a hard place, is what causes the breakthrough to come. When you press through, amen, sometimes you have to press through and press through and press through and press through. But the breakthrough is on the way. The breakthrough is coming, amen. Hallelujah. Singing the Lord's song in a strange land causes healing to spring up. Hallelujah. If you're dealing with illness tonight, spring up, O healing. Spring up, O healing. Thank you, Lord. You're restoring health unto me. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Amen. I am healed. If you're dealing with lack tonight, if you're going through a struggle financially, spring up, O abundance. Amen. Spring up, provision. Spring up, the money that I need. Amen. Spring up, promotion. Spring up, job. Spring up, O will. Amen. Sing to that. Sing to it. God says, sing to the well. Woo, no water in that well. No money in the bank. No health in your body. Sing the Lord's song. Sing the promises of God. Amen. The promises of God are yea and amen. Glory. Spring up bonuses. Spring up raises. Spring up the glory of God on my job. Spring up joy. Spring up strength. Amen. Spring up peace. Woo! Glory to God. You need peace in your home. Glory. Start singing peace. Amen. Start singing peace in your home. Hallelujah. You're going to see some peace come in your home. And then you'll say, well, what happened to so-and-so? Why are they being so nice? The peace of God came in. Amen. Hallelujah. Say it. It's the truth. Yes, it is. Amen. Hallelujah. And I got to go here again tonight. If you're believing for a mate, spring up, old mate. Now, wait a minute. I didn't say old mate. I said, oh, mate. Amen. Spring up, old mate. Come forth, mate. Yeah. Let it be a gusher. Amen. Glory. Glory. Shine the glory on it, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Declare God's word. Declare God's promise before you see it. Before you see the answer. God's word is alive and full of power. Amen. God's word, when you speak the word of God, it comes alive. Amen. It goes to work. There's power behind his word. There's power behind the word of God. There's power behind his promises. But if it's not coming out of our mouths, amen, it's not springing forth. Glory to God. Has to spring forth out of our mouth. Out of the inwardmost part of our bellies, amen. Hallelujah. When the Israelites began singing, spring up a well. The well was dry as dry could be. Dry as a bone, as they say. They didn't see any water. They didn't feel any water. They didn't hear any water. But they had a promise from God. You might not see the answer. You might not feel the answer. You might not hear the answer. But you've got a promise in the Word of God. Amen. You've got the Word of God. Hallelujah. A powerful God. Powerful Word. Powerful promises in the Word of God. Amen. Heard a testimony recently. Maybe you've heard of this singer. I had never heard of him before I saw this testimony. Ricardo Sanchez. He's a well-known Christian singer and a songwriter. He travels all over the world singing and ministering in churches or wherever they want him to come. So one day he's out on the road. He's going to be at this church to minister in song. And he and his group go to a restaurant before the service. And as they walk out of the restaurant, there was a woman out there, and she was just broke down crying. And he said he had never done this before. He said, but the word spoke to him and said, I've got a prophecy for her. Go speak. So he does. He goes up to her and he says, I know you don't know me. He said, but the Lord told me that he's got a word for you, and he told me to speak. And the Lord told her, and says, you're not over. When God is in it, you're not over. And said that he just spoke those words to her. And it brought light to her. It brought encouragement to her. It brought hope to her. And he knew that whatever it was between her and God, amen, it broke something. It helped her. It ministered to her. So when he got back to his hotel, after he left the restaurant, he grabbed his guitar and his pen and paper like he does so many times, and he started writing a song. And it was those words that the Lord had just spoken to that woman. It was, "It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending. It's only the beginning. Because when God is in it, all things are new." Amen. Powerful song, powerful words. 3 months later, after he gets this song, he hadn't even recorded it or anything, he's in the airport in Jacksonville, Florida. He gets off the airplane, and his phone starts going crazy when he's in the inside the airport. And he checks his phone, and he's got calls from his wife, from his best friend, from his pastor, and he's like, "What is up?" And all they said was, "This is a 911 emergency. Please call home." So he calls his wife. She gives him news that his middle son, he has 3 sons, his middle son, Josiah, was at a friend's house, and he dove into their pool in the shallow end. And he ended up, he broke his vertebrae in 5 places. 5 vertebrae in his back were broken. And so the doctor, you know, he goes home, and but the doctor told her, and she relayed to him on the phone that to prepare for the worst. Said he's only got 1% chance to live. And so he said when he heard that, he just fell to his knees. But he said right there in that airport that he lifted his hands and started worshiping God. He started singing the old blood songs. And he started singing, "I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee." And then he started singing the song that the Lord had just given him. He starts singing, and he's really prophesying to himself. It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending. It's only the beginning. When God's in it, all things are new. And he sang that song over and over and over right there on his knees in the airport. People all around, but you know what? When you need God, it don't matter. Amen. Doesn't matter. He goes home, goes to the hospital, be with his son and his wife. The next day, a friend came up to the hospital, a woman and her daughter come up there, and they said, the mother said, they didn't even know about this accident. They had not even heard about it. But that night, both of them, the woman and her daughter, had the same dream. And it was about this boy and what had happened to him. They saw him dive into this pool. But they said in their dream that there was an angel holding this boy's head up so that he wouldn't injure his head. And so protecting him from a head injury. And the angel said to them in this dream, to both of them, "He's not over. It's not over." They had never heard that song. He had not even recorded that song yet. Was God not speaking to them? Amen. The doctor told him, he was in the hospital, and the doctor told him that the boy would always be in a wheelchair, that he would always be on a breathing tube for the rest of his life. But he said by faith, him and his wife responded by worship. And it had to be by faith. He said, I would like to tell you that I was so strong and that the Word of God was just bubbling out of me. He said, but by faith, we determined that we were going to worship God. Amen. So they did. They worshiped God, no matter what the situation looked like, no matter what the doctor said, no matter how bad it looked, they would worship God. That is a hard place. It's a hard time. That's a dry land. That's a strange land, amen? But they worship God by faith. Step by step, they stood on the Word of God, and they continued to worship God. The doctor said he would have to stay in the hospital for at least 8 months and go through physical therapy. 2 weeks later, he was dismissed from the hospital. God's Word, God's promises. And then through a short period of time, the boy was completely, totally healed. Not in a wheelchair, not on a breathing tube, but back to normal, going to school, playing basketball, doing all the things that a normal teenager does. Amen. Singing a song in a strange land. Singing the promises of God. Amen. God's Word, powerful, strong, changes situations, changes circumstances. No matter how the struggle, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hard the fight, amen. You get on the promises of God. You determine in your heart that I'm going to speak the Word of God. I'm to declare what God's promises say. I'm going to declare what God's Word says. Amen. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm not backing up. I'm not slowing down. But I've got my eyes fixed on Him. Amen. Got my eyes fixed on my God. Got my eyes fixed on the one that has delivered me so many times before. Got my eyes fixed on the God who has brought me through so many hard places. When the devil was screaming in my head that it's not going to work out, that it's going to be this way. No, my God came through for me, amen? The promises of God are yea and amen. Hallelujah. And God's no respecter of persons. Amen. No respecter of persons. What He's done for him, for Josiah, for that child, God will do for you. He'll come through for you. Amen. But we have to do something. We have to stand on the Word of God. Amen. We have to sing and say the Word of God, His promises, even in a dry, parched land. Amen. At this time, I had asked Ish if he would play that song that this singer got from the Lord. And so he's going to play that for us. Powerful word that the Lord gave him. Amen.
It's not over. It's not ending. It's only the beginning when God is in things are new. All things are new. All things are new. You'll just pass away. All things are new. All things are new. I know we'll stop just before dawn. This might be the hardest
season you've experienced. I know it hurts, it won't be too long. You're closer than you think you are, you're closer than you've been before. So look to the sky. Changing, everything's different now. Here comes the sun.